You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So what was the big doings this weekend? You went to see Dave Matthews.
We did, man. It was our wedding anniversary. So I snagged some Dave Matthews tickets, and we made our way down to Fiddler's on Saturday night. We went to the Saturday night show. So it was quite nippy and a little drizzly for a portion of it, which kind of added to it. There was something about it that just had, you know, gave you the feels a little bit, being out there with, you know, some awesome music going on. And you know, we went out to a little brewery beforehand and then walked into the stadium, and it was actually pretty neat because about halfway through the concert it all just kind of it stopped drizzling, and this big gust of wind came up and it just blew all the clouds away. You could watch them, as you know, how fast they were moving. And the moon appeared over the crowd, and it was a big full moon, and it was just shining down, and the music was, it was almost spiritual, Dom. It was that powerful to see the weather change.
Magical, but spiritual is even better.
Spiritual. And you know, even Dave was up there with his weird voice. He's like, thanks for bringing the moon out tonight, everybody. And, you know, then they started, which is a whole nother thing. He's so weird, but he's got this Adam Sandler thing going on when he talks to the crowd. He's like, thanks for coming out tonight. Hope everybody's staying warm. A lot of weather jokes and weather banter last night, or on Friday, on Saturday. But it was just really nice. It was nice to spend the evening with my wife. My parents had the kids overnight, so we were able to actually go to a little dive bar afterwards and hang out until like 1 a.m., so it was a good night. The highlight, though, was Sunday morning when I rolled over in bed with my wife and I said, you know, the fridge is a little empty. Do you want to go to the grocery store without the kids today? And I believe her words back were, talk dirty to me, talk dirty to me. And we went to the grocery store and without the children, which, Dom, is a magical experience. As all the parents listening know, when you don't have the kids there, you know, pulling everything off the shelves and saying, mom, 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 about 400 times. The other highlight from that trip, they didn't play our song on Saturday night because our song is a Dave Matthews song. It turns out, I guess he played it Friday night. Some people were messaging me, so he didn't play it Saturday night. I know. But about 5 minutes into our grocery shopping at Safeway, that song came on the overhead.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's like the universe.
Spiritual part two. Yeah. So we both were tearing up in the freaking grocery store. We hugged each other on the chip aisle. Not even
well,
joking.
It's good that your grocery store plays relatively hip music.
Right.
Most of my grocery stores in my life have always played horrible music. I have to laugh. This is a side note, but there is a particular grocery store that I will go to. Not every time, but I will go to this one, and it always has the coolest music. And I've texted some friends of mine before and said, the best music I maybe have ever heard in any business is at a grocery store. And it's always the coolest stuff, like deep tracks off of albums and things like that. Because generally, grocery stores play really, really bad
music. It's a lot of cheesy stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a funny meme going
around. I don't even understand. Why do you need music in a grocery store? Can anyone explain
that? It gave
that?
Us the feels when we were in there.
I know.
It's just because it's eerily quiet if there's nothing as you're shopping for your frozen pizzas.
So what?
You need a little something in the background.
Isn't
it
be eerily quiet? I need to be like...
I need a little something.
Kinda, I need to be serenaded while I get my mac and cheese. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, if it's good stuff, it puts you in a feel-good mood, and I bet that translates to more sales somehow. You're
probably
more peaches.
Right about that. There's probably some sort of psychology report that's been done on that. But
yeah,
so many businesses have music. Some of them, I'm like, you just don't need it. I don't need to be sung to while I'm shopping.
There's some sort of funny meme going around. I don't remember the wording of it, but it was something like you hear your song in your 20s, you know, at the club, and you're like, yeah, this is my jam. And then it's like fast forward to your 40s, and that same song plays in the grocery store, and you're like, yeah, that's my jam.